This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network,
it's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not
Ernest Hancock here in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, talking to Jeff Berwick and Danny Sessom in Acapulco, a Hurricane Otis Recovery.com, a Cat 5 hurricane just turned, pivoted, went straight to Acapulco and devastated it. But we have people on the ground there taking care of business and already raised over $300,000 getting to the people that need it. And great, 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 great PR for the Liberty Movement. More coming up right here with Jeff Berwick and Danny Sessom.
The situation is fairly under control, and we can show that it was all done privately.
This is interesting that you have, like, what happened to Maui, what happens all over the place, that they're able to directly impact. And, oh, yeah, well, don't worry about it. We got that 15-minute city thing. We're going to really make it nice, but not for you people that the riffraff, you're not allowed. You know, so this is, they're not there to save the property of the people or even just support their property rights and come back and rebuild. It's not like they don't have enough material laying around. So this is, it's going to be interesting, and I can think of no better group of people that can articulate what is happening as it's happening. This is, so are you able to get into Acapulco on the bay, the beach, your home there, Jeff? Is there, they got M16s out there or FALs that they have, 308s, that they are preventing people from going to their property? Is that happening there like they do in the U.S.?
Yeah, let me cover all that real quick. I'm here, and that's fake news. That's bullshit. They're not stopping anyone. They stopped and asked us on the way in one time, where are you going? That's it. They didn't even look inside the van. We had all this stuff. So these are all lies about them taking your stuff that you're going to be helping with. That's all bull stuff.
Add quickly, Danny, if you don't mind, that it's exactly like what we see with CNN and all the mainstream media in the U.S. I actually fell for it at first because I didn't know the Mexican media is the same. The Mexican media has actually probably been one of the worst things for this disaster because they've kept people from coming into Acapulco by spreading lies that the government is stopping people, that is too dangerous. This has all been spread by the media, which, in fact, I think wants to get rid of the president. So it's very similar to like a Donald Trump sort of situation where you have the media spreading lies which are actually damaging people.
So this has already got politicized.
We're pressed for time because we have to get back to Cuernavaca before 5 so we can get the stuff loaded up and everything. I'll just leave you with two things. One, the store. So with Hurricane Harvey, it was different because there were stores. I could go somewhere and I could buy stuff. Here, there's no stores left. They're gone. Yeah. So there's nowhere to buy anything other than maybe a few mom and pop stores that are popping up, and all you can buy is like chips and soda. So there's no place to get food here yet because they don't have the stores open. So that's the problem. There aren't supplies to get, you know. Other than that, but there's no problem with the military or any of that other stuff. And I had another point, not to go into but we do have to get going. I can stay on the line until we lose signal, but we're gonna
yeah, go ahead and start
driving.
Don't let anybody suffer unnecessarily for us. Go ahead and go, and if you can keep a signal, that's cool. But thanks, yeah. Danny, and you're gonna get a a shiny badge for something. I mean, this is so Danny that we're starting to lose. Yeah, we lost him. Okay, this has been really. I'm so glad that we're able to help. And I just want to make sure that people still have an opportunity to donate in such a way that especially if you're crypto-oriented, that you can donate in such a way, one, you can be anonymous. You know, that's always a benefit because they go after people that do this kind of stuff now. And the fact that it goes straight to Jeff and company, that they can make use of it immediately. If you do the GoFundMe thing, we're looking at, it's already going to be over a week. You know, it could be easily 2 weeks. What a crock of crap. Who would use them anymore? Especially after they did the trucker convoy thing. The heck with them. You know, I mean, are you inclined to use GoFundMe, promote them again, make them money, Jeff? Huh? Huh? Are you?
You know, I have to be honest, if we received the money, I would. And it's just because, unfortunately, so many people are just so used to using it. That's where most of the funds actually went in.
Yeah.
Now, if we don't get the funds, if we don't get them in time, that's a different story. But it's looking fairly good at the moment. But yes, it would be so much better if people would realize to stop using all of these sort of things and start using crypto. But like I said, we raised over 100,000 crypto. And so far, that's lasted us up until now and probably at least for another day or two. So. But it would be nice if people started to wake up and stuff like that. And I've seen a few people saying, Jeff, you're such an idiot for using GoFundMe. It's like, well, we did start a GiftsandGo, and you're welcome to donate there. And we received $5,000 there so far because not many people know about it. Not many people have accounts there set up. So it's just one of those things. We're just trying to do whatever we can. If we do receive the funds from GoFundMe, I'll be fairly happy. I think people need to realize that if they have emergency situations, that they have to be somewhat. This is insane. Like to wait 2 weeks during a situation where we're just trying to get the funds and get it out to people is beyond insane. But unfortunately, most people just don't know that. So we're just doing all we can with what we got.
You know, another thing. This is an example. This is education. This is, things that you need to know. And when they did the trucker convoy in Canada, and it was a political decision with the financial institutions of, you can't have the money, we're not even refunding it. You know, and it's just so bad, so draconian. It's almost like you want to pay them $20 for doing it. You know, I go, yeah, you could, thank you. Buttheads. Well, this delay is, that's one reason why crypto to me has one flaw. It's really easy to spend. I want to be, I was telling Paul Poy over at Edge, I said, you know what you could do for me? You know, especially if you're linking it to my bank anyway or whatever. Whenever I purchase something, that it buy and replenish it plus 10% or something. Give me that option, and then, man, I'll spend it all day long. You know, it'd be a lot easier that way. So this has been a really good example of what needs to be done. Now, your wife's family, you have a lot of contacts in Acapulco. It's a lot of them, I would imagine, are businesses, too. So is there any restrictions on people just opening up, building, but they got water problems, they got food problems, they got, so when you say the immediate need right now is, heck, shelter, I what is it like on the ground that you're hearing from your wife's family, that how are they surviving? You know, they're waiting for Danny to get there or what?
Yeah, it's You know, Danny would be able to answer this a lot better than me because I'm not on the ground. And some people have said, Jeff, why aren't you there? It's like, well, there's no power and there's no internet. That's the majority of my superpowers is being able to coordinate all this from outside because we actually there has been really no signal until just recently. We just brought in Starlink yesterday. So once there's power and actually have power at my house with a generator, we're just waiting for an electrician to come in and make sure we don't power it up and blow up the house because the solar panels flew off and there's wiring and stuff like that. But once we have power and internet, I'll probably be heading down. But I'm hearing from my family side, which my daughter's been there. She's actually been one of the top people doing almost everything on my family side. She's running it like a 5-star general. She's a 17-year-old unschooled girl, by the way. I'm hearing that people are fairly good in terms of we haven't seen too much panic yet. We're definitely, it seems like they're basically just in shock. Most of those people in the poorer areas have just lost everything. All they have is the clothes that they're wearing. Everything else is gone. It blew away. We're bringing up enough food and water at the moment with us and other people now helping that I think we're getting close to the point where it's not massive, like people are going to die tomorrow if we can't get them food and water at this point. I think we're almost through that, although there is some areas, like I said, including Pita La Cuesta, that no one's heard anything from. It's completely blocked. It's so bad you can't even get in there. And, of course, there hasn't been much help from the government to get into any of these places. And we don't have helicopters and, you know, people who can rappel in and all that kind of stuff. We're still waiting to hear on some of those areas. But in general, there was a lot of rumors at the very beginning that there was just mobs and people just robbing each other and killing each other. It turns out that almost all of those were not true. And most of the people, like Danny said, have been just hanging in there, working together. People who can help are helping. You played a video there I saw earlier, taxi drivers who still have a taxi. And most of them do if they weren't along the coast. Most of those taxis got wiped out from the storm surge, which was absolutely massive. People might say, Jeff, you know, you said there's no rain with the hurricane. Why is there all these cars like upside down in mud and water and stuff? That's from the storm surge. There was no rain with this thing. So anyway, taxi drivers are going to like creeks and stuff and filling up water bottles. Now, there's probably going to be a fair amount of sickness because no one's filtering a lot of this stuff. We're bringing in bottled water. People it's just like Acapulco is that you know it. The people there are amazing. I have to say we got some mezcal as one of our supplies. We've also been asked for cigarettes by a lot of people. I've heard from some people, once these guys get out of there, they come down, they get some water, they get some food, and then they can have a shot of mezcal. All we need now is to get some music playing, and it'll be like not too bad for them because that's what they like. It's that real wonderful people of Acapulco are surviving this, but they can still use all the help that we can offer. And if we can even get more donations in the coming weeks to help people start to, we're talking about building shelters now because a lot of these places there's just nothing there. They have no homes. They're all sleeping basically on the ground with nothing over their head, without much right now. If we can at least get up some temporary shelters, and then even we're already been work talking about all kinds of ways we can build permanent shelters for very cheaply, whether it be through 3D printers or Earthships or tents. There's some really good tents now that you can.
Sounds like they need a dome, geodesic domes. You know, this is the idea that they're doing this fresh. You get a fresh slate. I mean, this is, of course, what those bad guys want. We need a fresh slate so we can build our 15 minutes of slavery. And what if we take the opportunity? You know, but I need to know, what about property rights? You know, people, are they deeded? There are all these little businesses and these homes and people in Bonefield there on the beach and the little streets. It's very, the word that came to mind, I don't know what other word I would use, but it was quaint. whatever that means. It was just kind of villagey. It was safe. It was fun. There was people enjoyed just living and, you know, their neighbors walking down the street, going to a little taco stand. It was very relaxing. It was a slowed down pace of chill. And the people were nice. And as long as you weren't trying to compete with the cartel or something, you didn't have any problem. You know, it's just, you start messing with them, you got problems. That's another thing. I want to talk about, you know, the cartels and so on, what role they might play. And a lot of times they're heroes in this kind of stuff. But I want to know about the property right protection from the government. Are they coming in and do the Maui thing? We're going to make it a park and you're eminent domain or you're not allowed. Or are they saying, this is yours, all right, peace out, start building, rebuild, and go. And if you have that attitude and the freedom and the need to do it, and maybe a little bit of help, and here's some Portland cement, boom, they be a making Portland cement. I mean, Mexico is all about masonry, man. I mean, all of a sudden in a week, it's pop, it's done. So, and probably a lot of those structures survive. Maybe not the roof, but I mean, you know, so the reconstruction, what kind of impediment do you think there would be to that?
Yeah, I should point out that as bad as it looks, all the concrete structures are all totally fine. So in one sense, it's better than an earthquake because all the structures are still there. So all those hotels and everything, all they need to do is put up new windows, clean up the insides, get whatever furniture got wrecked, fix it or buy new ones, and it's basically good to go. So I expect all the apartment buildings, the hotels, they might even be up and running in the next few months. The issue is in the poor areas, most people don't live in concrete buildings and stuff like that. So if they didn't, it's mostly all blown away. And I have a number of theories of why this was done. One of them is to attack Mexico. Carlos Slim, a billionaire in Mexico, has been buying up all the property in Acapulco, and they want to put in, like, I think what they want to do is make it like the rich and famous again, and they want to wipe out all these poor areas and make it just so everything's all nice and like a 15-minute city, smart city type stuff. So that's what they're going to be trying to do. But if we can help out enough, as far as property rights go, it's kind of funny in Mexico. No one really cares about much. No one really listens to the government. So if the people there have the resources to stay, if they have the resources to rebuild, it's not like in the U.S. where the government will come in and kick them off the land. If the government does that, they will all be killed. This is what people hear all the time about Mexico and why I love Mexico. If the government does anything against the people will fight back and kill anyone in the government, including the police. So this is very, very different than what you see in a place like Maui, where they use their directed energy weapons to burn out all the Polynesians. But because everyone listens to the government there, when they come in and say, okay, well, your place got burnt out by an act of God, so we're going to rezone it now and you don't have the property rights, people there, unfortunately, just say, well, I guess we don't have the property rights. That does not happen in Mexico, and it does not happen definitely in Acapulco. If these people have the resources, they will stay on their land, and they will fight anyone who tries to kick them off. So this is actually going to be the next battle, is to try to keep anyone who wants to stay there and help them rebuild, and to keep out the globalists, from the billionaires coming in and taking all their land. So that's going to be the next step. But again, I haven't worried about it too much until we get this crisis under control.
You know, there's a lot for someone that's poor, and they survive this, and they want to stay. There's enormous amount of resources that are there just in the damage, the wood, you know, the aluminum, you know, the steel, the metal, it's amazing. And probably the only thing they need is not like they don't have sand. So it's Portland cement. I mean, it's like, you know, barges of Portland cement. You know, bring it. So this is, there's a long-term thing. Do you think by Anarcapoco in February, you guys are going to be, focusing on this? Or is it going to be, you know, the speakers, they have their thing? And, I mean, what can we expect from Anarcapoco this year in light of this?
Well, I'll tell you, I made a joke in the comments as we're starting to realize that it might be, because we thought at first glance, it looked like, forget it, we're not doing Acapulco this year, in Acapulco, everything's gone. But as we started to discover the Secret Garden guys, they said, yeah, a lot of stuff's knocked over, but we're going to rebuild it. They said already they're going to have it ready in time for February. We talked to numerous of the hotels, which are all concrete structures, so they're fine. All their windows are blown out. Some of the furniture's damaged. They're going to replace it. They said they're going to be ready by February. While this was happening, we started commenting that this reborn slogan that actually I came up with really had new meaning now.
Yep.
And actually, I was kind of like, no, I knew a lot of this stuff was going to happen. This is the apocalypse. So I kind of knew in one way or another stuff like this was going to happen. So they started saying that, and I said, well, we'll see. You know, it still could be not reborn, but stillborn could be our slogan this year. But it's looking more and more like it will be. And if we do, like I said, I would not doubt if so many people came just because of what's going on and to support the event on its 10th anniversary. And they're seeing already all the help we're giving, and they're helping as well with their donations. We could see, and I actually didn't think about it, what Danny said. The biggest problem with Secret Garden is they couldn't hold lots of people because there were so many places which had all kinds of trees and stuff because it's a botanical garden that we couldn't fit them in. But who knows? Maybe this will be our biggest Narcopogo ever in February. And I know for people like Kat, who works with all these suppliers and vendors and taxi drivers and all the sort of people, all these people have been mostly wiped out. We're definitely going to be trying to help them out as much as possible to get back on their feet. So this could be almost like everyone in tears of celebration that we not only survive, but we are reborn coming in February. This could be the most beautiful thing ever. But like I said, I'm just focused on getting out of this crisis. There's still a lot of need just to get the basics. Once we know we have the food and the water coming into everywhere, then I'll calm down a bit about the crisis, and then we can start to worry about the recovery, and then we can start to worry about what we're going to do with Narcopogo in February.
You know, this is a really good opportunity. I want to show the logo here that you guys have. You know, it is the Phoenix. I mean, it's freedom is rising, reborn. What a perfect opportunity. From the ashes comes freedom's Phoenix. And this is, I really, when I saw this, I was like, oh yeah, and it's time, you know, and reborn with a B as a Bitcoin logo. It's like they did you I wouldn't say a favor, but I don't think it's going to go the way those think it will. Cause they can't think the way we do. It's not in their makeup. They can't. They can't imagine what opportunity. They can't imagine on the personal scale, the human-to-human scale, the opportunity for us to demonstrate what works best. This is that they're not able to comprehend that, or certainly articulate that, or be a good example. They're always a bad example. So this is going to be already. Are you getting positive feedback from the locals, the people, even the government? Are you have any contacts with the local government, if there is one left? I don't know. You know, in Acapulco or Bonneville, does Bonneville even have like a city limits or anything? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, there's not really anything like that. There's no real organization for much. I actually have some theories about what happened, about how it actually was. I'm not actually going to get into them, and it might actually be dangerous for me at this moment in time to get into them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Former President Trump's testimony in his New York civil fraud trial is concluded. He took the stand earlier today. Trump engaged in repeated disputes with the presiding judge as prosecutors questioned him about his financial records, saying after the proceedings,
"It's a case that should have never been brought, and it's a case that should be immediately dismissed."
Maine's two senators are pressing the Army for explanations following a tragic incident in which a reservist took the lives of 18 people last month regarding Robert Carr. Card's mental well-being. Card is Sergeant First Class in the Army Reserves, had a documented history of mental health issues prior to the shooting in Lewiston. Prosecutors have until next month to hand over DNA evidence to the judge in the Idaho student murder case. Brian Koberger is accused of the fatal stabbings of four University of Idaho students last November. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Sir, what's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live network on Genesis. We're finishing up our conversation about HurricaneOtisRecovery.com with Jeff Berwick and Danny Sessom down in Acapulco, where it got a Cat 5 direct hit, and what the Liberty community has been doing.
Yeah, there's not really anything like that. There's no real organization for much. I actually have some theories about what happened, about how it actually was. I'm not actually going to get into them, and it might actually be dangerous for me at this moment in time to get into them. I will say my only communication with the government was in a video. I said that what I thought, I believed the media, so I fell for the fake news that the government was trying to keep supplies out of Acapulco and trying to stop us. I said in a video that if they're doing that, I'm going to kill the president. Someone contacted me from their side and said, "We're not trying to stop you, and if you're going to try to kill the president, we're going to have to stop you." And I was like, well, if it's not true, then I retract it. So that was my only conversation.
Wait. I watched your video when you said, I mean, you didn't say, you pretty much did. You know,
I said he'll be gone.
Yeah, he'll be, and he's gone, okay? So it was, I was like, damn, Jeff's going to get something there. They're not going to let that one go by. So you did get some response. Whoa, Jeff, it's all good, man. We're going to let you through. Why did they even contact you? What's so special about Jeff? What contacts do you have that they fear Jeff? What was that about?
You know, I really don't know. It was a guy on Telegram who contacted me. It sounded legit. He seemed to be talking like he knew what was going on. I don't know who it was, but I had the conversation with them, and we reached an agreement that once I understood they were not trying to stop supplies, I said I'll retract that statement and that we're all good. We're friends if they're not trying to stop us. And I don't know who it was. It could have been just some crazy person on the internet for all I know, but it sounded pretty legit. Yeah, it's...
Why did you say that? Was that a passion, you know, out of...
I was, yeah, sure, when
you
I
just
thought,
really... Shit, man, you had a game on. I mean, you know, what was your attitude on that?
So I had just heard that they were blocking the roads and not letting anyone bring in supplies, the military, under orders of the president. Now, that was fake news. But I had just read that, and I went out to do a video, and yeah, I meant it. Anyone who tries to stop us from helping these people, I will do whatever it takes to stop them from stopping us, and anything it takes. And we actually have the capabilities to do that with all the people we know in Acapulco.
Yeah.
So, no, I meant it, but I was wrong, and I apologized, and I retracted it. But I still do mean it. Anyone who tries to stop us from helping in Acapulco, they're going to have a bad time. And my wife's family and everyone in Acapulco, you talked about the cartels and all that. The cartels are really mostly just the people in the town that are involved more in the drug trade and stuff like that. But they're the people with families, and they actually care about the town and all that kind of stuff. So you might not hear about them like out, you know, with their cartel shirts on helping. They're just regular people helping. But those people are very strong as well. And that's actually why Acapulco and a lot of Mexico's remain so free, is because of people like that. So I don't expect that they're going to get away with doing like a Maui type situation and taking over the land and kicking out people here. They don't have the capabilities. And there's too many people who will violently fight if they try to do that. And if we can do on the other side, help them out with the resources so that they have the resources to stay and rebuild, they won't really even have a chance. This is an attack on us for so many reasons, and on Mexico, and to promote the global warming thing. Everyone who has heard about this hurricane, every single person on the internet is like, you see, we've got to stop driving cars. We've got to stop eating meat. Look how the hurricanes are getting now. It's like, this is not a normal hurricane. This is what happened in Maui. This is what they do all over the place. But if we can, this is our stronghold, actually. Between my wife's family and the Anarcapocos side, this is our town, and none of us are going to stand for this. Like, if they thought they were going to roll over us, they thought they could just hit us with a Cat 5 and we're all just going to go away and let them do what they want to do, they don't understand who they're dealing with.
They don't understand so many things. They wanted a clean slate for whatever they wanted to do, and then they just provided you this opportunity to demonstrate what can be done. It's going to be done. See, now I'm thinking a lot of the people that have enjoyed Anarcapulco and have gone, they're always looking, well, what can I do? You know, who can I invest in a little business? Can we have some fun? Can we do, you know, whatever? We want to be part of the crowd. And now there's an opportunity. Now they're welcome. Now, you know, money from North America is like, you know, come on down and help and invest and be part of and do and open your own. You know, now you can buy a lot and a home maybe for really cheap, or you can certainly have labor to. It's just so many opportunities now have opened up, you know, for people in support of what you, because I remember when Dollar Vigilante and you first went to Acapulco way back in the day. You know, a lot of the Ron Paul Revolutionaries were all, woo, man, we're going to go get a condo. A lot of people did move down. All right, do you have a stream of people still going down there? You know, and do you think that will increase now over this next year, going into the summer, be part, if you're going to build what you want, well, now's the time to do it and rebuild what you want. You know, so is this a marketing thing? You're going to be trying to encourage people to come down? Now's a good time, where a lot of people, they wouldn't go, where a lot of us, this is the time to go. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good point. I really haven't thought about it because we're still in the crisis, but I can say that a number of people who have moved down, they have had some of their places just really destroyed. Although most places are still standing, it's just a big mess.
Yeah.
There's no power, there's no internet, so numerous of them have just left. For example, my neighbor, they went to Chilpancingo. You know, there's power and internet there, at least until they can get the basic stuff back up and running. Some of them have been just leaving. There's no point really in being there if you have nothing. I guess you could help, but you don't even have your own food or anything. It's actually probably a better situation for a lot of people just to get out. But if you are like Danny, or if you're like my daughter or so many other people, and you don't mind being in pretty poor situations while you help out, then we invite anyone who wants to come down. We can use all the help we can get. We actually have a decent amount of funds now. We've got well over 40 people, I think, on the ground at this point, both from my family side and the Anarchapulco side, that are all working basically day and night on this. We could definitely use more people. Now, once it gets out of this crisis situation and power comes back on, internet signal comes back on, the water starts working again, the sewage, which has been a big problem, starts working again, that's going to be an issue if that doesn't get rectified soon. Once that happens, yeah, anyone who wants to come down, there might be a lot of opportunities, but I'm not even looking that far ahead at this point.
Well, the reason I bring it up is, you know, benefit to some people kind of lean in this way anyway, but the big thing is like with Maui, they don't let you come in. They're making offers on homes to do what they want. They're going to take over whole neighborhoods. You know, your brains or your signature is going to be on this piece of paper kind of crap. And I'm just, if we, you know, claim the rebuild and the Phoenix Reborn ourselves, or people that take advantage of the opportunity, like Max did. You know, he comes from Australia that was trying to kill him, and then he gets to Bonefill, and he buys a Max bar. I mean, he's got the crow's nest, and that was awesome. You know, it's a lot of fun, and then he enjoys that. So I'm just, you know, that kind of thing is that we're just thinking into the future when these kinds of opportunities come up for this type of living, even maybe not your primary residence, but to have a place that you can go where the people are good. Because I get the feeling of a moral, you know, even though you got all the cartels, this, that, you know, most of them, they're brought up Catholic. At least they know, they got, grandma told them what was right and wrong, how to be polite, not be a jerk, you know, don't be a dick. I mean, rule one. So this is an opportunity, and they're good. I mean, I've been down there, you know, several times over the years, and it's been such a good experience and a weight taken off your shoulder. You come back to the United States refreshed after going through TSA, all that crap, but you know, you're down there, and it's so recharging, and I can see, especially with the Phoenix Reborn theme, that you think you're going to get a lot of previous attendees, alumni is going to come. Do you think it's going to be more attended, less? Are you going to, the capability of Jardín Secreto is going to be, they can take more people? They were planning on that. What do you think is going to happen? Are you getting any feedback on attendance you think is going to be?
I haven't really thought about that. You might want to have Kat on to talk about that. She probably has a better idea.
Yeah.
It's really more of a situation of will things be able to be repaired enough and in time, and can people do it for the event? But you actually have stoked something in my mind that, yeah, a lot of stuff's been wiped out here. We actually could bring in, because we've got all the Earthship type people, Chad and all those guys, they've been building Earthships and stuff. Like, maybe we could remold Acapulco in a completely self-sustainable with like solar panels, you know, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, this actually could be a massive, massive opportunity. And usually these sort of crises are. So I would not doubt it, but Ernie, you got to kind of laugh, right? When you look at the history of Anarchapulco, you were at the first one. That was just like a bunch of weirdos and like oddballs and people who hated the government just showing up, and there was no structure or anything. Then we ran it for a few years, and then John got shot right before the 2008 event, and a lot of people said they were too scared to come. A lot of sponsors canceled. A whole HBO documentary got made about it. Then they did the whole COVID PSYOP for like 3 years, and every event on Earth stopped except for one that I know of, and that's in Acapulco. We never stopped once. We found the secret garden. We did it without masks, without 6 feet apart, while the rest of the world was all hiding in their houses. And now, right before the 10-year anniversary, the entire event and the entire city is hit by a Cat 5 hurricane. If we can pull this one off, I think, you know, like how we continue to do it, I don't know, but I almost want to at this point, because, you know, we've been through so much already. If we can get through this one too, then we're basically unstoppable.
Unstoppable. Unstoppable. Wasn't that one of your slogans one year?
I think it was.
Yeah,
I think all of our slogans are coming true.
You know, this has been, you know, I don't want to, of course, we have immediate need now. You know, this is something that we have immediate need now. But you want to paint the picture in the whole atmosphere of what was built there, the relationships, the participation of the community, of the venue, the people involved, you know, people that have gone before, alumni, speakers, everything. That's why there was such an immediate response with a good chunk of hundreds of thousands towards this, because of the people are so good, and the people are capable, and the people are nice, and the people are right thinking. I mean, they understand what the importance is of helping your neighbor. Because anarchists are not, you know, chaos. You know, there's just, you know, it's not there aren't any rules. There's just aren't any rulers. And you get the rulers out of the way, people can help take care of people. And that's what's happened. And this is a good demonstration of it. And the future is going to be built on this, from the reputation of a decade of being of help, of service, being nice. Because that's one of the things, when we go to an Acapulco, especially when I emceed, I'm encouraging people, over tip. Tip the crap out of these people. The taxi drivers, heck, they get, you know, tipped as much as the ride. I mean, you know, they get double. Yeah, here, take a 20, man. You know, and it's just been, they're so appreciative, and they understand that we see them as equal, as other human beings, as people. And it's just been a really good experience. If you haven't experienced that type of totally different languages, totally different cultures, totally different, but they have the same core values. God, family, themselves, community. It's just, you know, it's all intertwined with the goodness. And what happens? People want to create the government to save you from the bad guys, then the bad guys get in charge of it. That's what happens all the time. Now, they're learning from us, we're learning from them. Anything else you want to make sure the people know? We got up on the archive for today. You know, go on freedomsphoenix.com, you'll see the show, and then we'll start promoting it, and I'll get this edited, and we'll get it out. And has all the contacts in there for donating, for you got GoFundMe, you got Give, Send, Go too, don't you? I mean, you got that on
there.
Yeah,
we do.
And we got, of course, crypto. Crypto's the easiest, boom, push button and done. And you can definitely be anonymous that way, which is what a lot of people have done for that very reason. Because with Give, Send, Go, they went after the people that donated. And, you know, the trucker convoy in Canada, how messed up is that? So this has been even though it's a tragedy, it's a heartwarming experience for people being able to demonstrate how people can help people. And Acapulco, that crowd has done a great job. And I know, and getting Kat on, you know, Catherine on is a good idea, but we'll give it a little while. We'll wait a month or so, and we'll get it on for the future. You know, what's going on, because we have more immediate needs now. And what do you think people should, if they got a desire to whatever, the main thing is just money. You need them to come down. You want them to bring their barge in, you know, to the thing, fly over, drop. What do you need, Jeff?
As of right now, I think we've got a lot of people coming in. They're still coming in. Every day there's more people coming in from all over. There's been the anarchists in Puerto Vallarta have been coming in to help. there's been so many people coming in, but we could always use more people. If you do want to come down, if you do want to help, we could definitely use more funds. And you can go to our website, HurricaneOtisRecovery.com. The more that we have, the more that we can do, and especially even helping people recover after this. A lot of people don't have houses and stuff like that, so if we can help them to rebuild their houses, that would be amazing, but obviously that's going to take a lot of capital. So that's the main things. Get on our Anarchapoco Telegram chat. I think it's just called Anarchapoco Official on Telegram. That's where a lot of information is coming out. On Twitter, we have Hurricane Otis RE is the username. You could probably just look up Hurricane Otis Recovery on Twitter. You'll find it. We're pumping out all the updates there. We're also updating the website every day with photos, videos, receipts of everything we're buying. So yeah, we could just use your support in those ways. And then as far as Anarchapoco, for anyone who's already bought a ticket, just hang in there. Give us a couple days here. See what we're going to do. For anyone who's thinking of coming, just hang in there, but please keep us in mind. It'd be great to have us like maybe one of our largest attended events ever, because that will bring in a lot of money for the hotels, for the workers. So don't write us off at the very least at this point, and at the most, hopefully try to help us out or come down in any way. This actually might be the most beautiful, but this is, I already know, it's going to be the most beautiful event. The orphans are going to be there like they always are. They all survived, by the way, on the beach. They've got a big pond structure. They all survived. And now, as Danny pointed out, they're actually helping out with us with the donations to help the rest of Acapulco. It's all turning into a beautiful thing now. And so hopefully, if and probably when we do it in February, hopefully everyone can come and be a part of it.
I got up here, you know, I'm showing the audience, Hurricane Otis Acapulco Rescue and Recovery GoFundMe, $275,000 there. Raised of a goal of $10 million. Oh my God! You're gonna be building hotels? I mean, $10 million? We're rebuilding Bonefell now.
well, you know, Ernie, when I started it, you know, most when there's a massive event like a Cat 5 hurricane or a 8-point-something earthquake that destroys a city, usually some of those GoFundMes go up well into the tens of millions of dollars, and no one had even started one yet. So when we started it, I said, why don't we put $10 million as a goal? Unfortunately, it's only been a few hundred thousand so far, and it's kind of like this entire hurricane and the event. No one even knows what happened because of everything going on in Gaza, unfortunately, but I was hoping that possibly a lot of people even outside of our circles would hear about it and donate, and there could be millions of dollars. And if there is, and there still could be, by the way, if people start to realize what's happening there, then we can actually start to help them rebuild, like serious, like with like homes and stuff, right? So that was the intention, original goal. But for now, at least we've raised the funds to help them get back on their feet, and then we'll just go from there now.
Immediate when it matters. You know, that, you know, it's a day late and dollar short doesn't do you any good. I mean, it's, you know, this was immediate. And the one thing, Jeff, I knew your heart was into it when you were online talking about what you had done to try and get people to take this seriously and to leave, you know, to prepare themselves. And, you know, and it's too often a lot of us in this space that we feel that, you know, you're just never listened to, but it does build up credibility for when it happens. You go, look, here it comes again. So the next time, maybe they'll take it a little bit more serious, but it just adds to your credibility and a lot of us that warn of this. And I just want to reiterate, we need to get ready because, you know, Hurricane Otis is going to be hitting everybody financially. It's going to be a supply chain, a food thing. It's going to be, you know, they, them, those don't want you to be doing what you want to do, and they'll kill you for it, you know. I just really, now I feel like I'm in a race. Is why Donna and I are back in the desert, and we're getting ready for the next whatever, because there's going to be a next whatever, and it's going to be bad. And what we've got from Anarchapoco and the speakers there and the opportunity to help, we've learned, we've made a lot of relationships, we have a lot of friends, and what did we do with that? We took it and helped other people when they needed it. And Jeff took advantage of that and did it. Thank you, Jeff. It's very inspiring. As bad as this is, and I know that you lack of sleep and you were very worried about it, you did everything you could, you're working, you're like, damn it. So now, all right, fine, now we got to help save them. Damn it. You could have been prepared, but it's a great opportunity, a great cause, great people. I'm very happy to endorse and help. You know, let me know what else we can do. And we'll see. We're planning on, being in the middle of building in February. And maybe I'll make it down. We'll see. You know, but I'm just like, dang it. I was going to miss this year because we're getting ready and building on the desert. And it's not hot here, there in that time. So I want to take advantage of that. But certainly the following year, or if you need some skills, we have a lot of the building methods that we're going to be doing is probably what they're going to do, or they could use some domes or whatever. When Danny has gone down, I offered him 3 domes for the earthquake stuff, but it was just the transportation getting them down. But what they need is to have a manufacturer and somebody knows how to whatever. But I tell you, the Mexican people, they've been knowing how to do masonry. They got it taken care of, and that's kind of what they need. So maybe it's just everybody sends down some Portland cement on a barge. You do that, you're done. So thanks for coming on and explaining this to us. Any final words for everybody before we let you go?
Not really. Just HurricaneOtisRecovery.com. We can use all the help we can get. And thank you, Ernie. As always, you're always there to help spread the word and get this information out. And I hope you can make it down in February because, as I said, if we do it, it might be one of the most amazing events we've ever done.
No doubt. We'll get, Kat, maybe she convinced me. We'll see. But the thing is that I really encourage people to go. This would be a great year, a great example, a great opportunity for people to go to a Narcopoco, because I guarantee they're going to make it nice for everybody. But the surrounding area, you get to spread the love to people that appreciate you being there. How often is that, especially, going to another country? But here, they appreciate you being there. Jeffrey, thank you very much for coming on. Good luck. And please, keep us informed, and I'll have reach out to Kat and get her on. Have things kind of settle a little bit and get into the promotion in Narcopoco, and we'll pep that too.
Good. Thank you, Ernie.
All right. Peace, brother. Bye.
Peace.
Peace, guys. That was a very inspiring interview with Jeff Berlick and Danny Sessom about HurricaneOtisRecovery.com. What we're doing in the next hour, we interviewed many students, 6-7 students from around the world, part of Project Arizona here in Arizona that I do every year. Well, we're going to finish up with an interview I did with a woman from Venezuela talking about Javier Milei, the anarchist that may win president here in just a couple of weeks. Pay attention. I feel
good. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.